Hello there, Audio Boo. I'm a little bit behind on my February boos, so I'm just catching up, and this is going to be a February day six boo. I think the question for day six was about voting, and do you vote? The short answer is yes, I do. I think I've voted in every general election, every local election, and every European election since I turned 18. The only election I haven't voted in was the police commissioner elections, which I think were towards the end of 2012. I had intended to, I think, but yeah, I wasn't as motivated by that as I was by other elections, and in the end I didn't get round to it. I sort of forgot a bit, I didn't really have the time, and I didn't make it to the polling station. But I do think it's important to vote, because yeah, people didn't always have the vote. And in some countries, people still don't have a vote, or if they do, it's not really a free and fair vote. So I think it's important. It's really it's the only way we really got of expressing, getting some sort of say over who's in government. But I do understand where some of the people who said that they're disillusioned with it, that they don't see the point, that their vote makes do a difference, etc. I do see where they're coming from, and I do sympathise with that. I agree that certainly in the UK our choice of political parties at the moment I don't think are that great, and actually I'm finding it hard to find a party that even approximates my views, really. I used to, after the three main parties, I used to vote Liberal Democrat, and they were I didn't agree with them on everything, but they were the closest to what I thought. And I always try to read the policies of political parties before I vote. I get annoyed when I get leaflets through the door from political parties that don't actually state any of their policies. The ones that do bother to send out their policies or some summary of their policies, are more likely to get my vote, to be honest. But that's going slightly off what I was saying. So yeah, I used to feel the Lib Dems were closest to my point of view, but like many other people, I've not been very impressed with their role in this coalition government we've got here in the UK at the moment. So I'm not quite sure who to vote for when the next general election comes around. I've actually voted for the Green Party in local elections and European elections before, and I think I might vote for them simply because I want to vote, and I don't want to vote for one of the bigger parties I don't believe in. I've read the Green Party policies when they've sent them out to me in the past, and again, not agreed with all of them, but agreed with most of them. And we have two local councillors here who are from the Green Party. Out of the three, two are Green and one is Labour. So, and I'm quite happy with what the Green Party councillors have done for this area. So, they're looking my best at the moment. But I do think the main parties really need a good shake-up. In many ways, it would be nice if we actually got a completely new party that wasn't on the fringes or very very right wing or very left wing, something that was really represented what the majority of people think, because I'm not sure that there is a mainstream party that does that at the moment. But I'm not quite sure how it would come about that we would get a completely new party, but I wish we would. But I will continue to vote nevertheless, try and exercise my right to choose, even if it is the best of a bad bunch. What I would really like to see on is the option to be able to vote, legitimately vote to say that you don't like any of the parties, or you don't wish to give a vote to any particular party, as an actual option. Because I know some people feel that they should vote, but they go along and they spoil their ballot paper as a protest. But of course, it's very hard to know how many of those are protest votes as such, and how many are just people making a mistake on their ballot paper. So I think it would be really nice if there was an option on the ballot paper to say, I do not have confidence in any of these candidates. In an ideal world, that would then prompt a new election, but I think that would probably just paralyse the system. However, I think it would be nice to provide a legitimate way for people to show their displeasure with the choices available to them, and perhaps that would help to stimulate the growth of new political parties or new people putting themselves forward to stand for office as an MP or a councillor or whatever. Anyway, that's my thoughts on voting, and I'll be back with my next February boo, hopefully in just a few minutes.